pounding the streets of London. I'm down near Baker Street. It's really quiet. It's kind of weird coming from a village which is quite quiet to the capital city of England. I feel like a stranger in a strange land. And it's actually really quiet. I'm walking past some very posh shops though, so I imagine if any trouble does kick off in this particular area, some kind of government-sponsored ninja assassins come out and just take down the offending urinator in the corner or the person that is doing something outside of the rules. I've just come out of the bar that we're in tonight for the King of Shays party, and I must say, I don't know if it was themed or whatever, but quality. The whole Prohibition speakeasy theme, I liked it a lot. Everybody, it was a free bar, so no money was changing hands, but the moment you walked through the door, you got $100 bills. Well, actually, $100 bill, but the guy in front of me forgot his, so I had his, which meant I could go and exchange them for chips in the illegal gambling den, which was out the back. And I was playing roulette, and I was playing a bit of blackjack. It was quite funny to watch people go, oh, pontoon. No, this is serious blackjack. Get out. And there was some gambling going on, which I enjoyed. Oh my God, I'm walking towards the tube. I don't know if the tube is running. I'll keep walking just in case. I don't even know where I'm going, to be honest. I was hoping Buddha Magnet would turn up. He said he was heading over. I did tweet and say that it looks like the bar is closing, but there was copious amounts of cocktails that I'd ordered just in case, and I kept them aside. But I got bought of cocktails. They were amazing. The whole flaming shenanigans that was going on when they were making them, they really, really knew the cocktail theatre. But I suddenly spotted a row of single malts that I hadn't tried before, so I did have to say to them, oh, come on, let me just try that, that, and that, and that, and that, and that. Individually, obviously, not mixed together. And they were very nice. He showed me a Talisker and he said, you really should try this. And I'm like, Talisker? I've got shed loads of Talisker. It's like, isn't that Diageo? That's like, it's like saying, have a sip of Coke. Sorry. Slightly insulting to anybody that knows that the history behind Talisker. And I soon realised that what he was giving me was some really, really nice random distillers blend from sherry casks, which isn't available anymore, and I nearly fell over backwards with the taste sensation that he'd bestowed upon me. I had some water afterwards. I have to have some water afterwards, because I thought, after all these cocktails and all this single malt, I might die, especially because I haven't really had any dinner. So the gambling den, the people that were there, all walks of life, that's all I can say. Some walks that I wouldn't normally walk with. Some people that I wouldn't normally walk with, and very glad that I've come into contact with tonight. So somebody for everybody, shall we say. The micro celebrities, as Will put some, meh. The people that have worked hard in their field and seen. One guy actually talked to me for about 2 minutes. 120 seconds, and I didn't understand anything that he was saying. B2B, P2B, to B, B2B, to P, to P, to P, to P. I'll probably wake up screaming B2B, whatever it was he was talking about. But that's not his fault. That's my inability to understand extreme marketees. And then there were some really, really interesting people that Will had obviously championed or mentored, and even talked about a few of them in his kind of launch banter, which wasn't your normal, hi, I'm here to launch a new razor and go out and buy it. It was none of that. It was just like he had this massive, comical, oversized razor sculpted from God knows what, like some big 3D printer had created a razor for a giant, and which was quite handy to photograph him with. And then he talked about what he liked to do and the people he liked to connect with. And it kind of made a lot more sense, the whole, when I tweeted, I want to go to South by Southwest, anybody want to pay for me? And he goes, yeah, right. And there was no strings attached. He seems to be an enabler, a patron in some ways. And I got to meet some of the other people that he had enabled. And it kind of blew me away in a way. There needs to be more people who have got to a certain position in their, I guess, in their business, where they can speculate and invest in other people's passions. And he seems to be doing that. So I can't help but say, yeah, I'm impressed. That was even before I'd had as much as to drink as I have. One of the most amazing touches was right in the back, in the kind of corridor between the illegal gambling den and the bar, which was, like I say, unlimited and free, was the pianist. What an amazing guy. He was pretty much non-stop. You ask him to play a song, he knew it, he played it, really bloody well. And I this is how I gauge how drunk I am. I even said, oh, got a harmonica. And he was like, bring it on. What key is it in? He played the key of G while I played the key of C. We had a bit of a jam. And it was actually quite good, because he said it was good, not just my ears saying it was good through the drunken haze that my ears were living in. And yeah, really, really nice touch. And when he stopped, though, that was a very, very weird instance. It was like that music that was playing around, and it was the background to everybody's chatter and everybody's banter. As soon as he stopped, everything went a little bit right. This party could go anywhere right now. It injected the sinister, the anything could happen. I got to meet Queen of Shaves, Diane, who saw my t-shirt and said, oh, you ride a Triumph. Yes, I do ride a Triumph. My mum's got a Triumph. Got to be one of the best sentences I've heard all night. My mum has got a Triumph. Okay, cool. Then she made that sentence even better by saying, yeah, it's got a sidecar. Your mum has a classic British Triumph. Incidentally, it's in the States. And it has a sidecar. Straight away, I thought Road Trip. Straight away, I thought Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas meets Easy Rider meets some kind of social media Road Trip. In my slightly inebriated stupor, I said, Will, how about Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas meets Easy Rider for a Road Trip, to say something like, I don't know, the festival that everybody seems to want to go to called Burning Man. He said, yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. I don't know if he was drunk. I must ask him tomorrow when he's sober. But either way, sounds good to me. I've just hit a massive road and a very, very closed underground station. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I was kind of hoping to make it to Sizemore's. Just on the off... he doesn't sleep. It's the only place I know I can go and ring the doorbell. And he might answer. What with him? I don't know how he survives without this sleep thing, because I could do with some. But I'm going to turn off now and concentrate on negotiating my way through the big city before something happens to this country boy, which is fine, provided it's documented. But if it happens to me at this state, there's no way I'm going to be able to press the record button. So I'll speak to you later. Take care.